Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Welcome to day 1233. Convicted felon Donald Trump once again suggested that he would prosecute his political opponents if he's re-elected president. While discussing his 34 felony counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 election by falsifying business records, Trump said it's a terrible, terrible path that they're leading us to, and it's very possible that it's going to have to happen to them. He added, "Does that mean the next president does it to them? That's really the question." Meanwhile, a Georgia appeals court indefinitely postponed Trump's election subversion case while a lower court resolves an appeal by Trump and his eight other co-defendants who are seeking to disqualify Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis. In March, Judge Scott McAfee declined to remove Willis following revelations that she was engaged in a romantic relationship with a member of her legal team, and the appeals court is expected to rule on the disqualification issue by March of 2025. At the same time, the federal judge overseeing Trump's case regarding willful retention of classified documents in violation of the Espionage Act once again abruptly changed the court's schedule. Judge Eileen Cannon granted Trump's request to allow third parties not involved in the case to argue whether the appointment of Jack Smith as special counsel is legal. The parties include conservative lawyers Josh Blackman and Gene Scher, constitutional scholars with connections to the right-wing Federalist Society, as well as Matthew Seligman, a legal scholar who thinks that Trump's motion is meritless. The judge also agreed to hear Trump's arguments that the FBI plotted to assassinate him while executing a court-authorized search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, a made-up conspiracy theory that Smith said was intentionally false and inflammatory, and that Attorney General Merrick Garland called baseless and extremely dangerous falsehoods. Still, Cannon denied Smith's gag order request last week because she deemed it wholly lacking in substance and professional courtesy. In May, Judge Cannon, a Trump-appointed judge, indefinitely postponed the trial to rule on myriad and interconnected pretrial matters without setting a new date. Trump also asked the judge overseeing his election interference trial involving falsified business records to terminate the gag order because the trial is now over. Trump argued that his need for unrestrained campaign advocacy is greater because Biden called Trump's behavior reckless, dangerous, and irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, however, opposed Trump's request, arguing that Trump's partial gag order should stay in effect through sentencing on July 11th to protect the integrity of the proceedings. Trump was fined $10,000 during the trial for violating the gag order, which barred him from making comments about witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, and court staff. And finally, Senate Republicans blocked a Democratic measure to protect the federal right to access contraception nationwide. The vote on the Right to Contraception Act was 51-39, falling short of the 60 votes needed to defeat a Republican filibuster. Two Republicans, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, voted with the Democrats. The Senate is expected to take up legislation to protect access to in vitro fertilization next week. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.